Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
They say it's in your blood, a game that can't be won, only played. A love affair. It satisfies the soul and frustrates the intellect. The greatest game ever played, golf. It's real. And this is Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of legendary golfer Billy Casper, talking golf with you for more than two decades. And now, here's Brian and Bob.
Oh, thank you very much, and welcome into another edition of Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper with you. It's the week before major number two on the PGA Tour, men's golf, I should say. PGA Championship. We played at Quail Hollow coming up next week. Also, U.S. Open Media Day took place at Oakmont. We had a chance to be there. Played a little golf with Alex Maselli, first time for me. Dave Shedlowski as well. Mm-hmm. Had a good time out there at Oakmont. We'll tell you some of our experiences and some of the insights and things to consider as you prepare for the upcoming U.S. Open in June. Oh, my, my, my. There is... Yeah. Pittsburgh is a blue-collar, steelworker town, and you haven't put in a day unless you've given it your all, and that day you've given everything you have. That's kind of how the golf course is set up.
Yes.
You pretty much have to give it everything you have to get through that thing. It is quite the personality, that golf course. So
then go reward yourself at the bakery.
Oakmont Bakery. Just down the hill.
Yes.
It's all downhill from Oakmont, Bob.
That's what a great golf course. We've seen it before. We've been to U.S. Opens before at Oakmont. But to be able to go there and be there for media day and to be able to play the golf course and see the routing and how it plays and the size of the greens and the potential for, you know, 5.5 to 6 inch rough, 15 and a half, you know, high 14s to 15s in green speed. It's going to be a beast, especially if it gets warm.
John Bodenhammer is the chief championships officer for the USGA. We visited with him at media day. You're going to hear from John coming up momentarily. Caddy's going to stop by here in hour number one. Used to catching him on the back nine, I know, but he's going to jump in hour number one. We'll have an Oakmont discussion and look forward to Quail Hollow next week with the caddy as well. On the back nine, hour number two, we'll dive in more into the PGA preview, plus a little tech talk with Aki Yorihiro from Newton Golf Company. New shaft just released. That's all coming up right here on Real Golf Radio.
How's it going, everyone? Spencer Reynolds here with Fujikura Golf, and today we're excited to bring you our newest line of performance golf shafts, the all-new Fujikura Pro Series. The Pro naming convention has a rich Fujikura history, and this promises to be the highest performance Pro Series yet, featuring an all-new advanced bend profile design. Advanced bend profile is a design technique where we target specific regions within a section of the shaft and alter stiffness in those sections to increase overall shaft performance. In the all-new Pro Series, Advanced Bend Profile targets the lower region of the midsection, drops the stiffness dramatically to increase kick speed, and a reinforced tip section provides increased stability and consistency at impact. Available in two distinct and overall smooth-feeling profiles, Pro Blue offers players a traditional mid-launch and mid-low spin configuration, while Pro Black focuses on higher ball speed players, delivering a lower launch and lower spin option. Both Pro models are available now, so visit us at FujikuraGolf.com for more product-specific information, locate a charter dealer near you, and get fit for the all-new Fujikura Pro Series.
Golf Course Green starts with good irrigation. Pros and golf course superintendents agree. You should turn to Mountainland Supply for your turf irrigation needs. Mountainland Supply is the exclusive Rainbird Golf distributor in Utah. And what does that mean to you? When you need irrigation products for your lawn, you can trust that Mountainland Supply will have what you need. Plus, Mountainland can assist you in designing your sprinkler system with smartphone controllers, drip irrigation, pipes, parts, and tools. Go to MountainlandSupply.com to find the location nearest you.
Titleist Pro V1 and Pro V1X are the best performing, most consistent in the game. So how does the best get better? You start by listening to the best players in the world. You experiment, iterate, validate. You trust the best process to create the best golf ball the game has ever known. The all-new Pro V1 and Pro V1X. More speed off the tee, more control with your irons, more spin with your wedges, and more opportunity to shoot your lowest scores.
Say hello to 4U Banking from Zions Bank, customized banking that's all about you and the way you bank. Like credit cards. Experience 4U Banking today at a Zions Bank branch or visit zionsbank.com/4U to learn more. Credit card accounts are subject to credit approval. Certain terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See the consumer credit card agreement and disclosure statement for more details. Offers are available for new credit card accounts only and subject to change at any time. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, NA member FDIC.
With adaptive weighting technology and 33 unique loft and lie settings, Cobra has a driver model for every golfer. Introducing DS Adapt from Cobra Golf. Dial in your game.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, welcome back. It's Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper. This week, we were fortunate to be invited out to the U.S. Open Media Day at Oakmont Country Club, site of the 125th playing of the U.S. Open, and it is quite the experience. We also caught up with John Bodenhammer, Chief Championships Officer, and had a little conversation about what we were about to experience, and more importantly, what the best players in the world would experience just over a month from now. So there's a lot of places that we've had a chance to visit with John Bodenhammer, Chief Championships Officer for the USGA, and standing underneath the awning here behind the clubhouse, overlooking the first tee box at Oakmont Country Club. John talks a lot about the cathedrals of the game. This is certainly one of them. What a treat to be here. 36 days out. How you feeling?
We feel great. We couldn't be more excited. You know, you give us a week to prepare for an Open at Oakmont, and we could do it. I mean, it's that kind of place. There aren't many places in our great game that can happen. There are a few, but I think this more than any other. It's just hard. They play it hard every day here, and they take great pride in that. It's just it was built for U.S. Open. The vision of the Phones family and all that's here, it's just really special for us. We can't wait to see the great players shine on it.
Is Wingfoot another one of those places?
Wingfoot is another one of those. Shinnecock's another one. All of our U.S. Open venues are that. They're all different. We like showcasing all of them. They're all different. But this one is just unique. They're all unique. You know, walking up an 18th fairway at Pebble, the sand hills at Pinehurst, the Wiregrass, and what Donald Ross created with those turtleback greens. But Oakmont was built to be tough. Everything about Oakmont was built to be tough. And when you just look at who's won here, who's contended here, and when a player's asked, where'd you win your U.S. Open, you're able to say Oakmont, it just means more. And for us, that's really special. We look forward to doing it again.
We were just talking a few moments ago about the golf course. Last time we were here, there were a lot more trees. The course has kind of been refurbished a little bit. Tell us a little bit about that and why it looks the way it does now.
That's right, Bob. I you know, when Henry Phones and W.C. Phones really embraced this place, 1903, think about this. It was 6,408 yards, par 80, when it started.
Oh, wow.
Got a Percheval ball was going out in 1903. Haskell ball was coming in. They needed it longer. It certainly evolved from then. But I think when they envisioned Oakmont, Fones thought of a Scottish inland link style look. No trees. There wasn't really a tree around any of the key landing zones on the golf course. But over the course of time, and it was Herbert Warren Wynn that said in the 1950s, I believe it was 1953, he said something to the effect that Oakmont is a big, ugly brute of a golf course. The members didn't like that. So what did they do? They started planting trees. They had tree planting parties. And they'd go out and plant all these trees, and it became a parkland course. And a lot of players remember that into the mid-90s when Ernie Els won in 1994. But there was a group of leadership at the club at the time. I remember them. I was here. I played here in the early 90s and late 90s that started to take the trees out. They wanted to restore the Fones legacy. And it was difficult. Trees are an emotional issue. Somebody comes from the Pacific Northwest, yeah. Emotional issue. And it was a tough battle, but they got it done. 15,000 trees came out. And it restored what was here originally, what you see. You can see 17 of the 18 flagsticks around this property from this porch. It's magnificent. There's no other real site like it. But it does bring in the elements with the wind. It brings in visual elements. It'll test the players mentally. And it restores something on top of what Gil did with the recent restoration. It's the first U.S. Open in 2026 that really goes back to what Fones intended in the 1930s for Oakmont to play like for a U.S. Open. Now think about that. That's Jones, that's Tommy Armour, that's Hagen, that's Saracen. That's the era that this U.S. Open will be played under and what Gil's restored with the club. It's magnificent.
So you said par 80. Just a quick check of the USGA Gin app, and as a 1.9 handicap, my from the championship tees, it's a course rating of 79, so it hasn't changed all that much.
No, in different ways. It's you know, frankly, it's not one of our longer open courses. And so we've got to think about ways that we test the players without sheer length. Now, there's plenty of long holes, but there's some short holes, too. And it's every bit as tough a test as it was in 1903 or 1953. And think about this. In 03, Fones laid it out. His only golf course. They've tinkered with it. But the routing is exactly what it was in 1903. Think about how many other golf courses can say that. It's a little bit longer. The bunker's been pushed out. But it's basically the same golf course, land feature-wise.
So can you talk about the ditches? That seems to be a bit of a unique hazard. And will they be painted? Will they be hazard or through the green?
That'll be determined still, but we believe they'll all be penalty areas.
Sorry, I forget the term. Yes.
No. Hazards, you call them. I grew up in that same era. Don't worry, Brian. But they'll likely be penalty areas. They were in 2016. And the ditches are unique. That was a Fones original. And, a shot poorly played is a shot irrevocably lost. Well, a poorly played shot is far enough offline, you're going to find one of those ditches. And that's intentional. You know, you go to a lot of tour events or even some U.S. Opens, you get it far enough offline, you get trampled rough by fans. Well, here you have a few ditches to navigate. And that was intentional. Yeah.
So green complexes are huge here. Talk about what you guys are planning with the speeds of the greens and maybe also what you're planning with the depth of the rough to make this golf course more difficult.
Rough, I'll start there. I think for us, what we saw in 2016, what players can do out of rough, you know, they're great athletes, and there are more of them now than there were in 2016. We think that it's a game time decision. A lot of it depends on the weather, but we think we'll be at about 5 inches of rough to start play. The last time we'll cut it, we're not sure. We'll cut it early in championship week at 5 inches. Might be a little longer around the putting greens. There are stories to go back to 1983. It was 7 or 8 inches. This place has always been that way. They maintain it at, 3-4 inches regularly. Putting green speeds, it's amazing. These Poiana greens are like none I have ever seen. They just are faster than anything else in America. We'll start the day, maintenance-wise, probably in the low 15s, 15 feet on the stint meter. And they'll drop down into the 14s. But that's Oakmont. We have a member of our executive committee that came here and a member guest last October. And on the Saturday of that member guest, they were stimping at 18.2.
Oh.
I've seen them and played them at 16. But the thing about that, you can do that, but we, you know, you can't use the whole locations we want to use.
Sure.
So we were in the high 14s in 2016 as well. It's just the way Oakmont's meant to be played, where putts just behave a certain way on these greens. We want to maintain that. They always have. They've always been the fastest greens in golf, and we intend to maintain that.
Before we let you go, what is the key then? Is it just straight fairways and greens, or what would you say if you're playing Oakmont out here, which we are going to have an opportunity, what's the tip? What do we need to do to be able to have some of the enjoyment besides the pain that you mentioned?
I got news for you, Brian. The ingredients of this cathedral are all of the above and maybe a few intangibles mentally, because as Jeff Hall said earlier, if you have a weakness in your game, whether it's on the putting greens, pitching, bunker play, length, driving it straight, you got to do it all here. There's just no weakness. You know, to really have success here, more than anything, I think you need to know the nuances of this place, the architecture. The player that comes in and devotes a little more time to studying what these putting greens are, I think will find success here. I've talked to a few of the good players, but I've talked to Bryson when we installed the plaque at Pinehurst a couple weeks ago. He said, tell me about Oakmont. I understand it's a little bit different. I said, Bryson, I can tell you all about it, but you need to go see it. You need to spend some time on it. I think the players that do that will have success here.
36 days. You always get us excited. We're pumped. Thanks so much for your time, John.
Thanks for being here, guys. Appreciate what you do.
That was John Bodenhammer, Chief Championships Officer for the USGA. Stay tuned. The Caddy is coming up next right here on Real Golf Radio.
Right now is the perfect time to check out the all-new Black Desert Resort in St. George. You can stay, you can play. Enjoy one of the many restaurants that are open to serve you, like the fun sports atmosphere at the 20th hole or the finest steakhouse experience at Basalt. Play the Tom Weisskopf Championship Golf Course, home to the PGA and LPGA Tours. Take on the massive 36-hole putting course and enjoy luxury your way at Black Desert Resort. Book your experience at blackdesertresort.com.
I decided I needed legal help.
It was free to call Siegfried and Jensen.
Cost nothing to call them.
There was no fee until we got a settlement.
And I'm very grateful for Siegfried and Jensen.
It doesn't cost you a thing to call, and we can help.
Golf Course Green starts with good irrigation. Pros and golf course superintendents agree. You should turn to Mountainland Supply for your turf irrigation needs. Mountainland Supply is the exclusive Rainbird Golf distributor in Utah. And what does that mean to you? When you need irrigation products for your lawn, you can trust that Mountainland Supply will have what you need. Plus, Mountainland can assist you in designing your sprinkler system with smartphone controllers, drip irrigation, pipes, parts, and tools. Go to MountainlandSupply.com to find the location nearest you.
At Black Desert Resort, everyday living feels like a well-deserved getaway. Immerse yourself in the unique opportunity of ownership nestled among the lava fields and vibrant cliffs of Greater Zion. Spanning 600 acres of scenic desert landscape, our newly built luxury resort offers a range of residences, diverse dining options, year-round outdoor recreation, and world-class spa facilities. Anchoring it all is our signature Tom Weisskopf Golf Course. Explore the options or book a tour at ownblackdesertresort.com.
Say hello to 4U Banking at Zions Bank. Customized banking that's all about you and the way you bank. Whether you're looking to open a new checking account or simply save for the future, we're ready to help with banking that's meant for you. Experience 4U Banking today at your local Zions Bank branch or visit zionsbank.com/4U to learn more. Please refer to the deposit account agreement, account disclosure, deposit rate sheet, and personal account schedule of fees available in the online agreement center or speak with a banker for more details. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, NA member FDIC.
My name is DJ. I was injured in a car accident. I called Siegfried and Jensen because the insurance company was trying to take advantage of me. Siegfried and Jensen were great at making sure that I was taken care of.
Here for you whenever and wherever you need us. Siegfried and Jensen.
This is Brian Taylor. For years, you've heard me talk about getting LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision. I've heard from so many of you who have had the same great experience that I had. It's been 15 years already, and my eyesight is still amazing. I 100% recommend the pros at Hoops Vision for your vision correction needs. Book your free consultation online at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio, and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's hoopsvision.com. Hoopsvision.com.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking Golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Welcome back. It's Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, and time for America's favorite caddy.
There are bag rats. And then there are caddies. Baby. Pro jocks who are legends in caddy shacks across the PGA Tour.
While we can neither confirm nor deny the existence of this legendary looper,
here he is, the caddy on Real Golf Radio.
Yeah, the caddy joins us weekly here on Real Golf Radio. And boy, we're excited to talk with him after spending some time out there at Oakmont. Caddy, what's going on, man?
Yeah, we're gonna have some fun at Quail Hollow, and then we're gonna have some pain at Oakmont.
It's inevitable, isn't it?
Yeah, you can have a lot of pain at Quail Hollow though on those last on that green mile. There's plenty of pain on the green mile.
Hey, Caddy, I've got a number for you. It's the operative number, 15,000.
Okay.
Number of trees taken off property at Oakmont.
I heard 10. It's 15.
15.
And they did it all in one night. It's amazing.
Caddy, so listen to this. We were talking to John Bodenhammer, and we were also talking to our caddies when we were playing. The member guests there at Oakmont, the greens were running 18-4.
I love it. Just they want to just annihilate all the guests who have heard about this place and then just psychologically traumatize them for life. I don't believe it's just a rumor that the greens run faster on average for the membership than they do at the U.S. Open. I believe that is actually a true story. I'm voting that true.
I haven't shared that number, that 17, 18 number, with anybody yet who actually believes that that's even possible or a thing.
No, I'm going max out about 14 or 15, maybe
15.5.
Mm-hmm.
Bodenhammer said 15.5 in the morning and high 14s later in the day.
Yeah, it starts growing and really slowing down.
Yeah.
About a foot.
So where do we start? Where do we start, Caddy? What do you want? Like we have so much that we've been talking about. We could talk about our favorite holes. We could ask you questions. Where do we even go with this? How do we unpack Oakmont? We could start in the clubhouse and all of the history there. I mean, that place is like a museum. It's an experience just walking into the clubhouse. It's unreal.
It is. The clubhouse feels like it's been there. It's kind of like you walk it. Could you imagine walking in there on a stormy night if no one was there? You'd think you're in a Stephen King novel. All of a sudden, right?
Ooh, that does sound a little freaky.
You go up those stairs.
The creaky stairs, yeah.
Oh, they creak, yeah.
You go upstairs to the locker room. It's up top, and there's no air conditioning, and it's a 90-degree day, and it's just you're dying up there, and you're like turning the corner, and you expect to see Sam Snead and Ben Hogan sitting over there talking.
Big giant fan blowing in the corner.
Yeah.
Spike marks on the benches.
Yeah.
You got to love the spike marks on the benches. It's so old school. Man. Wow. What an experience Oakmont is. I call it Oaklessmont.
So they told us the story about that, which I didn't know, but apparently Herbert Warren Wind, you'll remember he was the writer who coined the phrase Amen Corner at Augusta. And apparently he wrote about the U.S. Open back then that it was just some kind of a ugly brute. I don't remember the exact quote, something like that. And the members took such offense that they started having tree planting parties to try to beautify their bruteness. And so that's where all of the trees came from. Their feelings got hurt.
Well, I liked it with the trees. I think it works very well without the trees, which is kind of cool. It shows you how difficult the course itself is because it doesn't need the trees to be difficult.
And John Bodenhammer told us the story that the golf course designer wanted it to be kind of an inland links course.
I heard that Mr. Fallons would stand out and watch the best players at the club play a hole, and they'd see where they'd miss it off the tee, and then he would dig a ditch there.
That's about right.
I think that's a true accurate story, actually.
Yeah.
Those ditches are, they're very unique. I don't know, have I ever been anywhere else where there's a ditch like they do at Oakmont? What do we call those? Is there another, there's got to be
ditches. They just call them ditches.
Okay.
Don't finish it, Caddy. Don't finish what you texted us.
Yeah, well, you know, there's a rhyme that goes along with that, but we won't go there. So I don't think that exists anywhere else. I can't recall seeing it on a Lynx course over there. Yeah. And I can't.
They call them burns.
Yeah, the burns, but they're totally different because they're water features.
Yeah. And they put it back in on 10, crossing the fairway.
Do you know, and it's a little surprising, 10's one of the tougher holes on the course, and you wouldn't think that because a lot of guys will hit iron off there and just chase it down and have a fairly short club in. But that's one of the harder holes. I'm kind of surprised.
Oh, it's hard. Which one's not hard?
Well,
there's four. You know, there's four of them.
There's four of them. Yeah. There's four of them. I think number 12.
Three and four on the front nine. Is that correct?
Yeah. And 14 on the back. And
14 and 17 on the back.
But 17 can really get you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm curious about 17.
You know, 17, you know, what's interesting is 12, that's a legit, it's kind of like, you know what 12's like, Bob? It's like 16 at Firestone, which is the hardest par 5 on the planet, right? 16 at Firestone is just ridiculous. And 12 at Oakmont's kind of like that. When you have an extremely long par 5 with enough trouble off the tee, that's when you've got a serious par 5, that like an over par for a par 5. And 12, do you know Bob Jones hit that green in 600 yards long in like 1842 when he played there or whenever he played there? He hit it in
1842, really?
Well, it was 1925.
I think you got it mixed up with Columbus.
Christopher?
Oh, that was 14. Never mind.
That was 1492.
Frank Colombo. But no, he, 1492. He hit it in two. I mean, I'm sure it was baked out a little bit, and it is downhill, but still, that's substantial.
BT hit it in two.
That Robert Tyre Jones could rock. You hit it in two, but you might not have played the back tee.
That is a fact. Did not play the back tee, nor the second to the back tee, but the third to the back tee.
Bob, have you ever teed it up with Brian Taylor and said, what tees you want to play? And he goes, they don't call me BT for nothing.
You think that's back tees?
Blue,
that's what that's come from?
For nothing.
Is it back tee or blue tee?
No, blue.
Oh.
Back tee. No, back tees. Come
you
on.
You can't nickname a guy blue tee. That's terrible.
Well, what about black tee?
A back tee, right? Yeah. Back tee would work. Or black tee. Yeah.
Black desert.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Back black tea. Or blue tea.
Get rid of the lava tees. Hey. You know?
So what do you like about what do you like about Oakmont, especially as a US Open venue, knowing that you like tradition and rough and fast greens and pain and all that kind of thing.
I think you just
as far
nailed
as the
it.
Course setting up.
I mean, you pretty much said it all right there. That's I am praying that it gets dry. Please don't rain. Please just give us Oakmont firm, please, with rough, firm and rough. That's all I want. That's all I want for Christmas. I want a firm and fast Oakmont with 6-inch rough. That's all I want for Christmas.
It's there, except for the roughs there. The firmness is not there. It's been raining for months.
But there's, I know it's been a very wet northeast springtime, and I'm holding out hope, though, a hope against hope, that it'll dry out. Come on, let's go.
So, Caddy,
doesn't take long.
Here's the thing: my takeaway from like there is either a ditch, 6-inch rough, or a deep bunker awaiting any missed tee shot. Like there really isn't any you. There's no other option to miss it and get away from it. You're not going to be out in the trampled down areas. You're not going to get a good break. Like the good breaks don't exist at Oakmont. It's hit a good shot or it's going to cost you a shot. That's basically what it comes down to. So there feels like there's so much pressure on every single shot. That's the part that kind of wears you down. And when John Bodenhammer says he wants all 15 clubs to get dirty, including the one between your ears, that's that part of it. That mental test of, I have it going along, that's fine, but one lack of concentration, one missed swing, and it can all unravel. That razor's edge is unreal.
Yep.
You know how Pebble has half the golf course is unspectatable, as in it's a cliff and an ocean on one side of the hole?
Yeah.
And Oakmont actually has a number of holes where the gallery can't get between the two holes. Number one and number nine. There's not really room to put spectators between those two holes, right? So you got the right side of one, and the right side of one is kind of blocked by the bunker. So there's numerous holes, 18 and 15, right next to each other there on the left side, right? So you've got, and the right side of 18 is always the thickest rough on the planet. So
witness.
So you've got that's what's interesting when you brought up the trampled down rough. I think there's less places where the gallery can freely roam right next to the fairways all day and trample it all down. You're right. You're not going to see as much trampled rough that guys can hit it into because of the galleries. And it just makes it that much tougher. I love it.
You know, Mr. Lynch, the president of the club, when he got up to speak, he said, "Where's Mr. Bodenhammer?" That's John Bodenhammer. He goes, "Oh, he's over here to the left." He said, "So the rough's going to be at least 5.5 inches deep." Bodenhammer shook his head. He goes, "The greens are going to roll like 15, 15 and a half." Bodenhammer nodded his head. And he goes, "And the winning score is going to be even par or higher." And Bodenhammer said to him, he goes, "Well, that depends on the weather. So if you guys want a high U.S. Open, the weather's got to be warm."
Yeah. Or at least dry, and they go together in the Northeast. So it's not toasty yet, though. It's not been toasty. It's the middle of May, but we've got 5 weeks. That's a long time.
Yep.
I mean, it could get... Remember Congressional? I remember rolling into Congressional a couple weeks before the Open, and the rough wasn't up that much. And I thought, what's going on here? And then it got really torching hot, and it wilted, and they had to put water on it. And it played actually easier at that Rory McIlroy minus whatever he shot U.S. Open than it had for
like crazy too.
Yeah. And it rained, and they had to put water on it because it was just so, it was like in the 90s dry. And so that it actually played easier at that U.S. Open than it played for any Kemper Open, Booz Allen, whatever that was at Congressional. It was like the lowest score ever shot at the golf course in the history of all the tournaments that were there. So it shows you what the weather can do. It just shows you what the weather can do. So you're at the mercy. Oakmont, even playing like you guys played it, which was as soft as can be. Now, the thing about it is it does have a lot of muscle on it. And if you're hitting, you know, a decent length tour pro is still going to be hitting a fair number of long clubs into those holes.
Yep.
And even so, if it's wet, it's still going to play pretty difficult, but it'll be under par if it's wet. It just will. So there you go.
Guys are too good. Hey, we got to take a break. Let's come back. I want to talk about some of the players that you think it might favor. And then let's get into next week's PGA Championship at Quail Hollow as well. You're listening to Real Golf Radio with America's Favorite Caddy.
I decided I needed legal help.
It was free to call Siegfried and Jensen.
Cost nothing to call them.
There was no fee until we got a settlement.
And I'm very grateful for Siegfried and Jensen.
It doesn't cost you a thing to call, and we can help.
You've heard us talk about the amazing capabilities of Mountainland Truck Outfitters to outfit your truck, van, or commercial vehicle. But did you know that Mountainland Truck Outfitters now has a mobile sandblasting system that they can bring on site to you or your business? And Mountainland Truck Outfitters now has an exclusive powder coating shop offering virtually any color you want. See Mountainland Truck Outfitters in Provo to custom outfit your truck with lifts, leveling kits, spray-in bed liners, commercial truck bodies, wheels, tires, powder coating, sandblasting, lighting, hitches, and other accessories. Go to mountainlandtruck.com. That's MTNLNDtruck.com.
Say hello to 4U Banking from Zions Bank. Customized banking that's all about you and the way you bank. Like credit cards. Experience 4U Banking today at a Zions Bank branch or visit zionsbank.com/4U to learn more. Credit card accounts are subject to credit approval. Certain terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See the consumer credit card agreement and disclosure statement for more details. Offers are available for new credit card accounts only and subject to change at any time. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, NA, member FDIC.
Right now is the perfect time to check out the all-new Black Desert Resort in St. George. You can stay. You can play. Enjoy one of the many restaurants that are open to serve you, like the fun sports atmosphere at the 20th hole or the finest steakhouse experience at Basalt. Play the Tom Weisskopf Championship Golf Course, home to the PGA and LPGA Tours. Take on the massive 36-hole putting course and enjoy luxury your way at Black Desert Resort. Book your experience at blackdesertresort.com.
You're invited to Uinta Golf for the Mother's Day sale this 5th through the 11th. Book a free club fitting for mom. For all apparel, 20% off. Starter sets over $299 are 15% off. And swing by the shoe wall to get an additional 20% off all Green Tag women's shoes. Uinta Golf is your home for the best Mother's Day gifts this year. Trusted by golfers since 1971 and home to the legendary 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Get there.
This is Brian Taylor. For years, you've heard me talk about getting LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision. I've heard from so many of you who have had the same great experience that I had. It's been 15 years already, and my eyesight is still amazing. I 100% recommend the pros at Hoops Vision for your vision correction needs. Book your free consultation online at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio, and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's hoopsvision.com. Hoopsvision.com.
My name is DJ. I was injured in a car accident. I called Siegfried & Jensen because the insurance company was trying to take advantage of me. Siegfried & Jensen were great at making sure that I was taken care of.
Here for you whenever and wherever you need us. Siegfried & Jensen.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, welcome back to the show. Brian and Bob and America's favorite caddy here on Real Golf Radio talking Oakmont, coming off U.S. Open Media Day. Caddy, you wanted to talk about some players coming up here, and what do you think? We spent some time as we walked down the fairways with the caddy. Hey, who does this favor? Who's going to do well here? And the caddies had their opinions. The caddies out there are liking Scottie Scheffler. That's who the caddies are liking out there.
100%. Far and away, favorite at Oakmont.
Why?
Not even close. Because he just doesn't miss it much when he misses a drive. That's the main thing. He just doesn't miss it much. So that's driving in the fairway is crucial at Oakmont. Period. End of story. You're not going to be able to drive it crooked like Bryson did at Wingfoot and win that tournament. Right. That cannot be done.
Right.
That's what we said at Wingfoot, though, and he did it. How come it can't be done here?
Well, he's not. The rough's going to be tougher, first of all. It's going to be harder to gouge it out onto the green, number one. Number two, when Bryson was hitting it in the rough and the the native areas at Pinehurst, you often had a wide open shot. If you're in a bunker here, you're probably not going to be able to reach the green most of the time. If you're in a ditch, you're lucky to get it out of the ditch. You're just hoping to get it out of the ditch into the fairway. You're not going for the green at all. So if you go wide here, there's just a lot more penalizing action at missing a fairway here than there are at those two courses.
Interesting. Interesting.
So you got it. Now, Bryson can hit it pretty darn straight and a long way with iron. If it gets firmed up and he's, let's just say, thinking about maybe I'll just hit an iron off the tee and fly it 250 and it'll run 40 yards and I'll be in the fairway most of the time. That would, I think, be a real good strategy for him. But most likely you're going to have to hit enough long clubs out there off the tee. And Scotty's just the best long enough hitter who doesn't spray it much. So that that's a strength of his game, I think. And that fits perfect at Oakmont.
How many times has Teddy been around that course?
I don't know. I just talked to him the other day and I probably asked him about it, but I don't remember. I'm sure he's caddied there in at least one or two of the Opens. He's been caddying for 20 years.
Yeah.
We've had a couple of them. So he would have worked for Bubba.
I was looking, we were looking, they have the big sheets of, you know, the tournament and where everybody finished in the big scorecards things that they put on the big boards. But Bubba finished inside the top 10 one year there. But I don't know that Teddy was caddying for him at the time.
I don't think it takes very long to learn Oakmont. It's a quick study. You're not choosing angles off the tee. You're just trying to hit the fairway. Name a fairway where there's an angle to take off the tee. There aren't any. Yeah. Just hit it in the fairway, right? Yeah. And unless you're Fred Funken, you're hitting it a stripe in the fairway. But that's one out of a million people. So
four,
but.
Four was.
Four is what?
That's a nice angle.
Yeah. It doesn't really matter if you hit it right or left there. You know, it's not like you get a better second shot.
Yeah.
You can shorten it up
saying,
a little
you're
bit.
You're saying just choices wise. Oh, I see what you mean. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not talking dogleg right and left. I'm just talking like I need to put it over here. Gotcha. I need to put it over there. There's really 17 has a little bit of that if you're laying up, right? You look at 17, it's such a cool designed hole because it's a short hole. You can try to drive it and you want to avoid that front bunker. But if you go left there, you've got enough room to go left. But if you breathe on it a little too much left, you can get in that deep stuff. It's right there. It kind of necks in there, right where you're going to miss it if you pull it a little too much. It's just so well done on having stuff where you're going to miss it that's causing you big problems. That course is really well designed like that. And I got to hand it to Gil Hunt. I'm trademarking this, by the way. My term now is when he redoes the course, Steve, it's been enhanced.
Enhanced.
Enhanced. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But he did a wonderful job at Oakmont. It kept all its spirit that it had before. It was almost like you walked out there and said, this was redesigned. If you hadn't been there for a while. It's not like it was radically well done, because I'm big on I like things staying the way they were and not being changed, because I'm grumpy and old and I like things not to change. So it was that's one of the best redos I've ever seen. It might be the best.
How about Rory McIlroy? Obviously, great driver of the golf ball. He's coming off the Masters. Yeah. What's your thoughts on Rory and his chances there?
He is a great driver of the ball, but he hits it too crooked when he misses it. Mm. And they'll make plenty of bogeys at Oakmont because of that. But he's also awesome. And you can't, you know, but I'd rather caddy for Scotty that week than Rory. At Quail Hollow, I might take Rory. At Kiawa, I'm taking Rory. But at Oakmont, I'm taking Scotty.
Distance bombers like Rory, does that help?
I mean, it never hurts. Cabrera rocks it pretty long. Tiger almost won there. He hits it far, but Furyk almost won there, and he hits it nowhere. But it was very firm when Furyk played well. That was the year Cabrera won. No, it's just, it's much more about hitting it in the fairway. Now, if it's very wet, the way it was with you guys, yeah, you better have some length if it's very wet. But if it's running, it's not a huge deal there, I don't think. So
I'm probably not picking putters. It's probably not my go-to stat category when normally U.S. Open, you know, you think you got to be a good putter, and you think Oakmont, as big as those greens are, but maybe they're so big it neutralizes a little bit. But I go back and look. I mean, Johnny Miller wasn't a great putter. I don't know that Cabrera was necessarily a great putter.
Watson almost won there, and he, you know, well, Watson was a great putter. But
Ernie Els.
Yeah. I don't, you know, here's the thing. When you look statistically at on tour, the good putters and the bad putters, hard to believe, but they're not that much different on strokes gained. It's like a half a shot. It's like nothing. The real radical difference is stroke gain off the tee and stroke gain tee to green.
Mm-hmm.
So it's much more about ball striking on tour than putting. But I will say this. Basically, most of the time, you're going to have the 10 best ball strikers on the week having a putting contest to win the tournament. So it kind of does matter, but it's just not the separator. You can't play the tour if you're a great putter and you don't hit it good. You can't do that. You have to strike the ball. That's what everybody gets wrong about golf. When they're like, oh, this guy's pretty good. He isn't as good as a tour player. He just can't. No, he doesn't. I've almost seen nobody who hits it tour player quality and doesn't play the tour. There's a couple people now and then I've seen who really do, but their ball striking is so good. And the other thing they do, the main thing though, the number one thing, and I remember Watson talking about this, the tour players are really good at playing well when they don't have their game. Because one day out of those four, you're going to have to score. You're going to have to get it done. Because you're just not going to hit it great. And they're really good at hitting 8 greens and shooting 71. Their short games are so good. I used to go away from the tour and go play some state open or play golf with my buddies or whatever, and then come back. And it would just hit you in the face at how good the tour players are, so good around the greens. Unless they have an impossible shot and an impossible eye, whatever. If they don't hit that pitch, chip, bunker shot, whatever, within about 6 or 7 feet, you look at them like, what was that? That's terrible. And, you know, think about how often you're playing golf with very good players. I'm talking plus handicaps, low handicaps, club champion type guys. And they have a stock little pitch shot and they leave it 15 feet short. You never see that on the tour. It's like once in a blue moon when someone does it that bad on a fairly easy shot. But so that's a big separator.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going down the wrong road here.
We got a couple minutes left, Caddy. Your thoughts next week, PGA Championship, Quail Hollow. You said you might be taking Rory if that was your chance.
So I got a cool Rory story. This goes back to when we were playing at Conway Farms, and he's playing with Daniel Summerhays, who didn't hit it far. And this is when JP's working for Rory, and they get up on this one hole. It's a little dogleg left. There's a bunker. It's into the breeze. It's 52 degrees, so it's not warm. Got about 5 to 10 into India, so it's playing long. And Rory, he's setting up to the shot. He's like walking into it, and he says, JP, what's the cover on the bunker? And JP goes, 310. And Rory goes, can I cover it? And JP says, comfortably. It's got to be one of the greatest lines I've ever heard of Caddy. And the way he's comfortably, like, not a problem. 310 into the fan, 50 degrees, and he blows it over the bunker. So Daniel's just like, they're almost laughing, right? And Daniel gets up, and he looks at Nick, and he says,
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Nick, how far is it to the bunker? And Nick says 285, and Daniel goes, can I get there? And Nick goes, uncomfortably.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
That's how far Rory rocks that thing. I mean, think about, I asked JP back then. I said, what's your number where you're like, I don't know. And he goes, about 320. I said, okay, never mind. Never mind.
So you taking Rory next week?
I think I'm liking Rory at Quail Hollow. Look, JT, I mean, he owns the place and Rory owns that place, right? But I think they're the most likely to be comfortable there, and they're both playing well. It's going to be this major championship season's going to be so good. I think everyone's going to be awesome because you got the big four all playing well, or at least the big three. I threw JT into the big four there because of Quill. But you got the big three all playing great golf, and let's go.
I love it. Thanks, Caddy.
Thank you, gentlemen.
That's the Caddy right here on Real Golf Radio. Stay tuned. The back nine's next.
Thank you for listening to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper. Follow us on Twitter at Real Golf and join us every week on the Real Golf Radio Network.